and Simen Chofei, Sif Yud Gimel. So let us see the Mechaber. Noagu, the minig, Noagu Ha'ilam, the minig of the Ilam is, Shulei Lachloit Tvilin Adacha Kedushas Uvalatzin. The minig Ha'ilam is, we wear the Tvilin till after Uvalatzin, and then they take off the Tvilin. But it should be on, it should be, he should be wearing the Tvilin by Uvalatzin. V'yesh Misha Kosav Al Tada Kabbalah. Now others say, Shleilach Loitz Acha Oma Behem Sholosh Kedushois Va'arba Kadeshin. That you, the Tvilin should be worn when the person says three Kedushas, and we'll see in the Mishabura exactly what that means, and he should hear four Kadeshin while he's wearing Tvilin. The Hainu La'acha Kadesh Yosef. So we will see, klar in the Mishnah Berurah what is pshat in this day. Yeah, but al kaponim, so we need four kadeshim. So you have, let's say, the kadesh before yishtabach, the kadesh after shemayna esrei, the kadesh tiskabel after uvalatzin, and then the kadesh yosem after aleinu. So there's an Indian. No. These are which are more or less achiv. So memela. So these are the four kadeshim. So memela. So therefore, according to this, apia kabbalah, you should be wearing the tefillin by the four kadeshim. So then, it would not be proper to take off the tefillin after uvalatzin because. Be proper to be wearing the tefillin to leave the Kaddish of Aleinu. Yeah. So by Rosh Chodesh, so then we'll have the four Kaddishim. So we'll have again, we'll have Yishtabach, then we have Yishtabach, and then we have after Hallel, we have Kaddish Tiskabel. That's the second Kaddish. Then the third Kaddish would be after Kriyas HaTorah. And the fourth Kaddish would be after Uvalatzin. So that would be the... Not after... yeah, right before Musaf. That would be the fourth Kaddish. So that's according to this Cheshbon. So there's a Hiddur to wear Tefillin by the four Kaddishim. And three Kedushas. Agav Urche, we won't understand the Inyonim, but Al Kaponim, we see by the Tzulim, there's two Shinin. There's one Shin with four Roshim, one Shin with three Roshim. So that's Mechuvan Keneged, Dalet Kadeshim, and the three Kedushas. Further, we won't try to elaborate Al Kaponim, but we see Al Kaponim. Well, we see Al Kaponim, there's an Indian of four and three. Fine. Bochi Noigin Amedagdiki. Now, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Noagu Ha'ilam. So the Minik Ha'ilam is you take it off after Uvalatzin. V'yesh she'ein mashim aleim yesa min ha'chiyuv. There are others that the chiyuv is to wear the tefillin by Krishma and Shemayna Esrei, and the minute they finish the Shtul and Shemayna Esrei, they take it off already. Why? What is the reason for this? The Tzrich and Guf Noki, because one needs a Guf Noki, and therefore one should not, it's also to pass gears and while he's wearing the tefillin. So Memele, so by them the Hiddur is, that he should, when he's wearing the tefillin, he should be a gufnoki, and he can accomplish this by wearing it a small period of time, with Krishma and Shemina Esrei. Bakel lefi mashu adam. So this depends on his digestive system. He may like gufnoki. If he has difficulties in having a gufnoki, the misyori shema yefiyah. Yisalek miyat, so then that is the proper anhoge. They should take it off after the Shtilu Shemein Esrei. But most of the people, Nogu Ha'ila means most of the people are capable of having a Guf Noki to left over Litzim, but there are some people that are not capable. Dain Simulam is Dain Simbeis. The Mishim Hochi Ein Roi Vailam Noigim Manichim Kol Hayoyim. That means the Be'etzim, the mitzvah of Anochas Tefillin is the whole day, but most of the people do not wear it the whole day. And one of the reasons are because we cannot have a Guf Noki the whole day. Right. So Al Kaponim, so we're going back to the Mechaba. The Mechaba said that the minhag olam is we wear the tefillin by Uva Litzion and then we take it off. B'shem Arizal Kosvo, but then he brings from the Arizal, Shloiho Yacholet Adacha Alkein Nekavalecha. The Arizal, so the vial, we're going with the Mechaba. The Mechaba said you take it off after Uva Litzion. Fine. The Arizal took it off after Alkein Nekavloch. That means he wore it till after Oleinu. Now what is Pshat in the Arizal? What is was his cheshbon? Because in Alkein Nekavloch we are mispalu lirois mehero b'sifheres uzecha. We want to see the pe'er, the glory of the Rabbeinu Shlom. We're hoping, we're yearning to see that pe'er. So when one mentions the pe'er of the Rabbein Shalom, so it would be proper that the pe'er of the tefillin should be on him. So that's why tefillin are called pe'er, the tefillin shoreish are called pe'er. So memele, so when we are mispalvel, liris mehera, the sifer, that tefillin should be said when we are wearing the pe'er of tefillin, so therefore, the Arizal took it off after Alkein Nekavlecha. Fine. Yeah. Oviyoyim sheyesh boi mila. Now a new thing. What if there's a bris in the shul? Roi sheloi lachloit adacha hamila. So then it's preferable you should keep the tefillin on till after the mila. Ki mila hi ois. Utfillin heim ois. Mila is an ois and tefillin is an ois. So therefore you should keep on the tefillin, b'shas the mila. Now let us try a little bit to elaborate on this nekuda. There's a levush in Simin Lamed Aleph that says as follows. Atfillin nikroim ois. Tefillin akoda ois. An ois is a simin. Shenema vahoyo lois al yodecha. Now, what is the taich ois? Upeirushoi shehem lono lois. The tefillin are an ois for us. That what? This is a simin. Shaonu avdei Hashem. A person that is wearing tefillin is by wearing the tefillin he is saying edus on himself that I'm an eved Hashem. Umikayim mitzvoisov, na mikayim mitzvos Hashem, vikibalnu oleinu uloi yisborach. And I am mekabel, the oil of the Rabbeinu Shlom. And that is the message that the Levitious Tefillin is giving. That's the call, the ois. The ois means this is a simen, this is, I'm showing, I'm being made by wearing the tefillin, shal yad, the tefillin, shal roish, that I'm an eved Hashem, and I whatever he wants I should do, I'm doing it. And that is the message what the tefillin gives us. Right? That's the ois of tefillin. Now let's go a little further. And the bush continues, Shabbos is also called an ois. Now what is the ois of Shabbos? She'ein onu oisim behem meloche b'mitzvus Hashem yizboch. I'm not doing things I would like to do. I'm restraining myself from doing meloche because the Rabbeinu Shlom said I shouldn't do meloche. V'ois, v'hu simin v'ois aleinu, kamkein, she'anachnu avodov, Avdei Hashem, Oivdim Avaidosa Yisborach Kol Hayom. So Shabbos is an ois, Tefillin is an ois. But the ois is that we are Avdei Hashem. Well, we're talking about now. Okay, now well, you were talking about this. Now, Bris Mila is, the Lavush says, Bris Mila is also an ois. Bris Mila is also an ois. They says in Seif Simachav Tes, Shatfilin Yalonu ois Yeser Ala Mila. So when a person wears tefillin during the week, so he hears two oises, Yeser Ala Mila, Kedei Shiyalonu Beis Eidim. That means the ois is a declaration, an eidus, that we are Avdei Hashem. So we have two oises. We have the ois Mila and the ois of tefillin. Shabbos, we have the ois of Shabbos. Shabbos is an ois. And also the ois of Mila. So these are the two oises that a person has during the week and in Shabbos. Agav Urche, let us just mention for one second, but someone asked the Tumas Hadeshin HaShaila, what is if a person is Mesu Ochiv Machmas Mila? He doesn't have the Ois of Mila. So maybe he should wear Tumas on Shabbos, so he'll have the two Oises. There's an Inya of two Oises, Taka. A Pishnai made them Yokim Dovo. So that's a Shaila, which the Gdele Rishonim was asked. Okay, but Al Kaponim, let's not go into that, but there is a concept of two Isaacs. Fine. Now let's try to understand. So the two Isaacs are two Adias, which we are being made, we are Avdei Hashem, and that's the Tefillin and us, and the Mila. Now, when one makes a bris on a tinnik, so we are machnis, we are making one ois on the tinnik, that the ois means he's chosam ois bris kodesh, we are Avdei Hashem. So we are starting now with one ois. He's not up to tefillin yet, he's not up to the bar mitzvah, but al koponim, the pu'ula of Mila is a pu'ula which we are creating an ois by this rachanimel. We are creating an ois. So bishas, this ois is being created, so all those around, which we have the two oises of account, we are showing that's, we are Gedolim, and we have the two oises that we are, which are being made, that we are Avdei Hashem, and now we are creating the first ois by the tinnik. So it is proper when we're making this ois, that we have two oises, the Malik, but we're making now, we're starting with the first ois. So it seems so the Tvilim have a shaykhus with the bris. So therefore, the Parshat Pshat is that if the bris will be right after the Ratzina Rav brings down that was the Dominican members in Europe, if the bris was right after davening. So the people did not say Oleinu. The minig was, they brought in the tinnik before Oleinu. Everyone wore the tefillin. And then besides the Sandik and the Avia Ben, and everyone wore the tefillin, and then they made the bris, and then they said Oleinu. That was the minig. He was there, that was in America, somehow he didn't see this minig. So he answers, the reason is because in America everything is bechipozim. We have to make the bus, we have to make the dust, we have to make the job. So we have to take the tefillin off. We can't wait. And after the bris, we're going to start taking off the tefillin. Kapozik, he says, that's what he said, 100%. Yeah, 100%. It should be like that. This is not... 100%. Right? Yeah, 100%. Okay. So forget. That's Kabbalah. That. Yes, right. So now, ki mila hi oisa tefillin heim ois. Now later, so now the Ramah said, Sholosh Kedushos V'Arba Kedeshim. Now this Loshon Toi Sefer Hu is not such a poshet Loshon, because there's another Girse, but it's not a Tosha, it's Chalukei Deyes. That means the Ramah brought down one day that there's three Kedushas and four Kedeshim, and there's others at home that should be four Kedushas and three Kedeshim. So now we'll start explaining. What we say in Birchas Krishma, Kodosh, that's a second Kedusha. Kedushas Amide, Kedusha in the Chazorot Hashas. Kedushas Uva Latziyah, so that's four Kedushas. Ushloisha Kadeshim, so this is a Kerta Gilse, the three Kadeshim, Chatzi Kadesh Shekoydan Bohu, Chatzi Kadesh Shachat Filosh Yitches, and Kadesh Shalom Shach Uva Latziyah. So our Koponim, yeah, that's something else, but we're different. So according to the one before Yishtabach, the one after Shemayin Ezrei, that's not a chiyuv. The Chatzi Kaddish after Yishtabach, the Chatzi Kaddish after Shemayin Ezrei, and the Kaddish Shalom after Uvalatzi. So that is this Gilse. There's a Gilse that holds three Kaddishim and four Kiddushim. That's the third Kaddish. That's the third. Yeah, so that's the third Kaddish. The half Kaddish is after Shemayin Ezrei. After Shemayin Ezrei you say half Kaddish. Before. Where? Yes, that's the third Kaddish. That is the third Kaddish. The first two. Yeah, the Ika Kaddish is Tamir and Balmudim Romein. The Yeran Yeshlam Rabbe. Yes, may rap it is couple of voice and bats, but the Ike Kaddish era.
The Kaddish was before Uvali Tzion.
That's the second Kaddish. No, we make a Kaddish after Chazor. That is not a Chiyuv. There's a Yesh Noigim, but we're talking about the Kaddishim which are a Chiyuv. The Kaddishim, which are Achiyim, are these three Kaddishim. Right after Yishtabach, that's the first Kaddish, and the second Kaddish after Shemayin Esrei, and the third, which is the Chatzi Kaddish, we have two Chatzi Kaddish, and the third Kaddish after Uvalatziyah. That's the third Kaddish. Only if there's a chiyuv. That's right, okay. Okay, but the Iker Chiyuv of Kaddish are these three. Okay. Right now. Yeah. So now, let's just review what we learned till now. The Mechaber said, he didn't make Cheshbonos with Kaddish Kedusha. He just said, you take off the tzon after Vilatzi. That's what he said. Now the Ramah says, the Medagdikim want to wear the tefillin after four and three. And the Lashon of the Ramah is four Kaddishim and three kedushas. That's how the Ramah holds. And therefore, according to the Ramah, you should wait for Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu. He says that. This is the Shittas of Ramah. And here, he brings down from that the others hold, let's forget there's three Kaddishim and four Kedushas. Okay, that's means according to this nusach, the techiyev is after tvi kadeshim, so theoretically I could take off the tefillin after kadesh tiskabul, but it would be preferable to keep it on after the kadesh yosim. To keep it on after Kaddish Yosem. Now, Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu. The tefillin after the Kaddish Yosem of Aleinu. Not really. Later we'll have something similar. Yeah. We'll see. The Bible will not up to that yet.
Maybe not coming, but the call it the feeling before Shabbat, in the middle of Shabbat. What is the only three conclusion? The best way is to do after Valentine.
You're Meiridik. We'll talk about that.
Is that a question?
It's Meiridik. It's a very good question. Yeah. We'll come to you. That's a very good question you're asking. Okay. We'll talk about it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says further, Vanoshim Shenoigim lekapala talus at filin, lenichon betikon beis amiris kaddish. Other people, they after over the tzion, so you don't need the tefillin anymore. So they start taking off the tefillin and folding it in the middle of kaddish. But yofeim oisim, they're not doing the proper thing. The ma'oy yesh lechavim benis amin yesh meirab. You have to be mechaved b'min yesh merabu kavu l'kama simin nivor b'tru b'shulchan aruch b'min yesh merabu hu oid b'madrega gevoye yoyse mekedusha v'min yesh merabu is more choshev than kedusha kavu sham magen avraham u'bavadai sham emele. So no one would cholim in the middle of kedusha who fold kodesh kodesh who fold after kedusha. He said kodesh. So he says, Amin Yesh Merabe is bigger than Kaddish. You need more Kavana there than by Kaddish. So Zicha, he says, it's Amur de Gavle. If you're going to fold up your talus and fill them in the middle of Amin Yesh Merabe. Well, that's number one. Ubevada legore misha abroches the Rabbonim, abroches the Rabbonim, dosolasis atulatash mishkar b'shoshim evorech, mavur lakamis in the kufzadek alef magnabrom sifkot and beis. There's a mirror de kahaloche. A person is not allowed to do a pe'ule while he's making a broche. That the whole mitzvah is like, doing it, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. The one, so that is a gemaldike zilzul. There's a whole shaila when one says Asher Yotzar, if you're allowed to say Asher Yotzar while he's drying his hands. If he's allowed to dry his hands while he's saying Asher Yotzar. So others say that that's part of the Asher Yotzar, you dry your hands also. So therefore it is mutta. But like this, to do something else while he's making a broche is a gval de kaavle. So Melissa, just a gavur, he says over here, he could take off the tefillin, but to be misaken the tefillin, to be mekapel the tefillin, in the middle of Kaddish, chas v'shalom. Now, let's go further.
Which Kaddish is for Shabbat?
Whatever Kaddish is, we have different chilukim. We have according to the Ramah Agirse, so the Kaddish of Tiskabu, that's the last Kaddish. No, if they're saying Kaddish, you have to answer it. You know, you're not mechiv to wear the tefillin then. No, but I'll compare him the tikkun. No, he says, but this is distracting you from being, from concentration on the Kaddish. That's right. Yeah. If the Omen Yesh Merabi, if to concentrate on what you're saying. That's what he said. Now, B'yayim Sheyesh Boi Sefer Torah. Now, so now the Mechaber is continuing to talk. The day that there's a Sefer Torah, so the Mechaber, the meaning of the Mechaber was, well, let's say according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber held after Uva Letzion, you took off your tzor. About to take off your tzor. But now, when you lay on this Kriyas HaTorah, so they were chayzer, the minig of the Mechaber was like the minig Sfar, that they, after Kaddish Tiskabu, then you bring back the Sefer Torah. You bring back the Sefer Torah. After, yeah. So the Mele, so according to the Mechaber, normally I'm not wearing tefillin anymore. So he says, but the day with the Zakrias HaTorah, there's an Indian, when they're bringing back the Sefer Torah to on Kaddish, you should be wearing tefillin then. So therefore, so you in the day with the Zakrias HaTorah, don't take off your tefillin after Uva Letzion. Wait till after the Sefer Torah is put back into the Ol Kodesh. That's what the Mechaber says. The yom sheyesh by Sefer Torah, noyagim shaloi lechaltzam, then the meaning is not to take off the tefillin, at sheyachzivu Sefer Torah, till they bring back the Sefer Torah, v'yanichu b'heichu, and you put it back in the Ol Kodesh. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. What is the reason for this? Remez ledobo, there's a posik, v'yaver malkom lifneim, their melech, their king, is going in front of them. Hainu ha-sefer Torah, that's the Sefer Torah, kutshebericha v'raisu chadu, v'ashem b'roisham tefillin. So it means when the Sefer Torah is passing by, one should be wearing the tefillin. So therefore, whenever there's a Kriyas HaTorah, Monday and Thursday, we wait to take off the tefillin until after we bring the Sefer Torah and the Ol Kodesh. V'yenichu b'heichu. V'achiltzem kodem, a person who takes it off before. This is noyagim. That means this is a minig. It's proper. V'achiltzem kodem, if you take off the tefillin before. See, you're not doing this minig. Al kaponim yizor shloyachle tashalosh b'shnei ha-sefer Torah, deish leigal ha-roishe b'fonem, al-istalik l'tzodim, v'shal yad ha-lakegili, ha-betun shal-roish tachas ha-talus godul shori. That means, normally, when you take off the tefillin shal-rosh, so normally, in order to take off the tefillin shal-rosh, unless you'll be holding your kapel and you'll slip off the tefillin shal-rosh, normally it works the other way. You take off the kapel and take off the tefillin shal-rosh. So it comes out in the process of taking off the tefillin shal-rosh, you begin the rosh. So it's nishkefala. So you begin the rosh. But you should be begili rosh in front of a sefer Torah. That's a gemara kechutzpah. That means to be that's a chutzpah to the sefer Torah. So he says that if you can take off the tefillin before, make sure one of the two things, that when the sefer Torah passes by, either you should cover your head with the talis, or you should not be facing directly the sefer Torah, because to face the sefer Torah begili rosh is not a very improper thing. Okay, now let's go to the Ramah. Hago. So the Ramah says, so the Mechaber, the minig of the Mechaber was that they were machzer the Sefer Torah after Kaddish Tiskabu, after Uva Letzion. So the Mechaber says, you know, when you lay in the Sefer Torah, you should wear the tefillin. So they bring back the Sefer Torah Doron Kodesh. Zot ze remo, v'haynu b'mokim shemachnisim ha-Torah l'achu v'utzin goyim. I mean, that was the minute of the Mechaba, that they brought back the Sefer Torah after Uvalutzi. So he says he should continue wearing the tefillah. Aval afi minik b'dine seilu shemachnisim ha-Torah miyad l'achar ha-Kriya. By us, the minik is, the minig Ashkenaz is, as soon as they finish Kriyas HaTorah, they bring it right back into the Yom Kodesh. So then, there's no difference between Yom Shemekeren HaSotah, Yom Shemekeren HaSotah. So the Zman to take off the tune is after over the tin. That means, by this Sfardim, you hold it afterwards, because you wanted the tune to be on when they're escorting the Sefer Torah into the Olam Kodesh. But according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, there's no difference if it's the Kriyas HaTorah. So, Ein L'chol Tzmar K'may B'Shar Yomim. Now, let us see. No, so there's no necessity to wear the tefillin longer on Monday and Thursday. According to the Minhag Sfar, there's a necessity you have to wear it longer because you should be wearing the tefillin when they're bringing in the Sefer Torah to the Olam Kodesh. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, you're wearing the tefillin that you're going to wear it till after the Latzim. So there's no difference in Anhoge between Monday and Thursday and Monday and the rest of the week. That's right. So now, So one second. So those who put it on before, they put in the Sebeb after Ashrei. So there's no reason to take off the tulum because I wear the tulum every day till after the Latium. So the bringing in of the Sefer Torah does not in any way change the Anhoga of the Levitas HaTulim, according to the Ashkenazi. According to the Sfardim, since we're going to bring the Sefer Torah now, so we have a different anhoge of of Chilat Tzulon after the Chnosis Sefer Torah and Dora. Now, let us see further. B'yayim Reish Chodesh. Now, what's with Reish Chodesh? Chilzim Oisei Kodem Tfilas Musaf. We take off the tefillin Kodem Tfilas Musaf. Now, let us see. Okay, well, we'll just go a little further, and then we'll go back. V'u'adim b'chol amoyid, also you take off the tefillin before Musaf. V'davke b'mokim sh'aymrim b'musaf k'dushas kesa. That means, so now the Ramah is explaining, why can't you wear the tefillin by Musaf? What's the reason to wear, not to wear the tefillin by Musaf? So he says, the reason not to wear the tefillin by Musaf is because the Sfardim say Kedushas Kesa. So we are speaking, the Kedusha of Musaf speaks about the Kesa of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So when we're speaking of the Kesa of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should not be wearing any Kesa. You mentioned before the Rosh used to make the Baruch of Tum Oiter Yisrael B'Sif Oro. When we put on the tunes, that means the tefillin is a pe'er and a kesa for us. So that's gemalding. But when we are speaking about kedushas kesa, which is speaking about the kesa of the Rebbeinu Shalom, then we should not be wearing tefillin then. So we'll talk about that soon. A kaponim, you're doing the very good job. Are you? So kaponim. So that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, "Agav Ulche." We're talking about Kedushas Keser. So the Oruch HaShulchan says that's what Ashkenazim don't say Keser. No, because they realize that Kedushas Keser, to say such a Kedusha is so great. We're not right as Hekdusha's Kesa. That's what Ashkenazim say differently. That's less man the poly. Kedusha's Kesa is a Mogadipi Kedusha. And therefore, so the Rambam says, so if you're speaking about the Kesa of the Rabbi Shloimeh, so Memele, so then it's not proper that we should be wearing a Kesa of Tvila. That's why. So the Rambam says, so the whole reason why we take off the tefillin before Musaf by the Shchodesh is because you say Kedushas Kesa. Yeah, 100%. The Davke B'Mokim. Oh, that's all that's left. The Davke B'Mokim Shoim Rim B'Musaf Kedushas Kesa. But, so that's theoretically, that should be. You should only take it off if you say Kedushas Kesa. Miu, the Ramah says, Noigim Lesalkom Koide Musaf Bechol Mokim. But the meaning is, since in other places Musaf comes with a Kedushas Kesa, so the meaning is not all over. We don't make, Kesa. The meaning is we take off the Tulim before Tulis Musaf. And that's what the minig is. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Musaf acher shechziru asefer Torah beichol. Now, according to the Mechaber says you take it off koidem Musaf. So again, the Mechaber did not have any Indian of Dalut Kadeshim, three Kadeshim. The Mechaber's criteria was after Uvalatzir. That's the din. After Uvel Atzin, you take it off. So Memele, you wear it to them. So according to the Mechaber, you take it off after Uvel Atzin. According to the Mechaber, we wore it Rosh Chodesh till after they put the Sefer Torah in the Eichel. So that's all what you have to do. You have to routine, you have to accept the Sefer Torah. By us, and that's according to that Gilsa, that we say four Kadeshim. So if we say four Kadeshim, so let's make a Chesed and Nefesh. So we have Ishtabach, then we have Kaddish Tiskabel after Halu. Then we have Kaddish Tiskabel after Halu. Then we have Kaddish by Kriyas HaTorah. And then we have Kaddish before Musaf. So according to this minute of the Ramah that is for Kaddishim, so we'll take off Acher Kaddish and Kaddim to Musaf. But here Rabbi Kossel, Eshchadish Acher Tachek Tushus Uvalatiyim, that was the slogan that he should take it off in the middle of Uvel Atzin. So that is what one should do. So let me tell you, so there's a big tumult. There's a big tumult what to do with Tvil and the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a big tumult. So others say, I'm a machloikis. There's a big machloikis what to do. Argument. There's a dispute. Oh, great. Now you're talking. So just one second. Let's.